This is our devotional commentary for Psalm 90. I'm Pastor Doug Corlew. Welcome to the Abide Podcast, where we daily begin with the reading of God's Word. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You return man to dust and say, "Return, O children of man." For 1,000 years in your sight are but as yesterday when it is past, or as a watch in the night. You sweep them away as with a flood. They are like a dream, like grass that is renewed in the morning. In the morning it flourishes and it is renewed. In the evening it fades and withers. For we are brought to an end by your anger. By your wrath, we are dismayed. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins, in the light of your presence. For all our days pass away under your wrath. We bring our years to an end like a sigh. The years of our life are 70, or even by reason of strength, 80. Yet their span is but toil and trouble. They are soon gone, and we fly away. Who considers the power of your anger and your wrath according to the fear of you? So teach us to number our days, that we may get a heart of wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? Have pity on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, and for as many years as we have seen evil. Let your work be shown to your servants, and your glorious power to their children. Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands upon us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. The oldest of all the Psalms, Psalm 90, is the only one attributed to Moses. For 35 centuries, these serious and somber words have been read at gravesides, reminding mourners of ultimate realities. Life is short, death is coming, sin is costly, judgment is certain, God is holy, and eternity hangs in the balance. So, teach us to number our days, that we may get a heart of wisdom. Verse 12. Of all the mathematical disciplines, this is the hardest, to number our days. We may count everything else, but how do we count our remaining days on this earth? We know this: today we have one less day than we had yesterday. And tomorrow we will subtract another. To number our days rightly is to live each day as if it were our last, and one day we will be right. To live with this mindset is to join the pursuit of wisdom. Biblical wisdom is the skill of living. It's the art of making great decisions, the kind of decisions we won't regret on our deathbeds. That we might grow in wisdom, Psalm 90 draws three significant contrasts, helping us see the one true God for who He really is, and helping us see ourselves for who we really are. First, note the contrast between God's eternity and our frailty. Verses 1 through 6. Our lives are brief and transient. Charles Spurgeon said, "Here is the history of the grass: sown, grown, mown, blown, gone, and the history of man is not much more." End quote. Yet God is from everlasting to everlasting. There never was a time when He was not. There never will be a time when He is not. Time moves slowly for us, or else it flies by. But God inhabits eternity, so his timing is always perfect. Only in him will we know true security and contentment. People of every past generation have found their home in God, and you and I can also. Second, we see a contrast between God's holiness and our sin. Verses 7 through 12. Man's greatest problem is not that he is frail, but that he is a sinner and is therefore subject to the just wrath of God. In fact, it is sin that is the cause of his death and misery. Contrary to popular thought, death is not the natural order of things, but the effect of our turning from God. We die because Adam sinned and because we sin ourselves. Facing the ugly reality of death, then, our rage is properly directed not against a holy God, but against the ugliness of sin. And finally, we observe the contrast between God's goodness and our affliction. Verses 13 through 17. The psalm ends by appealing to God for an outpouring of his grace, that we might be satisfied with God himself, and that our work may endure as something of lasting value. Life is short. May God help us spend it wisely. Thanks for listening to the Abide Podcast. For more information about Summit Church of Alta, go to summitefc.com. And I'll meet you again next time as we abide, living daily in the Word.